This next poem is kind of half parody or something, I don't know. It's meant to be funny. Often when I mean to write a funny poem, it doesn't come out too funny. This is a parody. I call this an amorous debate. And the amorous debate was a very popular convention of Renaissance poetry. And what happened in it was, it was a dialogue between a boy and a girl. And they would always be sitting on a bank, and there would be birds singing and leaves and blossoms coming out and all that. And the boy would be trying to seduce the girl. And sometimes these are quite long poems. The longest, the best known is Donne's Ecstasy, but there were quite a few others. There's one by Sir Philip Sidney, In a Grove Most Rich of Shade, and about six or seven others that one could identify, and apparently this was a convention. So I wrote this poem called An Amorous Debate, and the two characters in it are called Leather Kid and Fleshly. I should say before I start that at the very end I make reference to two French rivers, the Saône and the Rhône, which join together and become one river at Lyon. I think they join and they then become called the Rhône, which is a bit unfair to the other river. An amorous debate. Birds whistled. All nature was doing something while Leather Kid and Fleshly lay on a bank and gleamingly discoursed. Like this. You are so strong, she said. Such a firm defense of hide against the ripple of skin. It excites me, all those reserves suggested, though I do hope that isn't a prosthetic device under your glove, is it? Let's fuck, he said. She snuggled close, zipping him open, unbuckling away, till he lay before her, a very Mars unhorsed, but not doing much of anything without his horse. Strange, she said, you are still encased in your defense. You have a hard cock, but there is something like the obduracy of leather still in your countenance and your skin. It is like a hide under hide. Then she laid the fierce, pale river of her body against his, squashing her lily breasts against his hard male nipples, inserting her thighs between his, till he fired a bit, and embracing her with some feeling, moved his hand to suck at the nearest flesh to his mouth, which turned out to be his own arm. Then a tremor passed through his body, the sheen fell from him, he became wholly sensitive, as if his body had rolled back its own foreskin. He ran with sweat, and they melted one into the other, forthwith, like the way the Saône joins the Rhône at Lyon. A bit different.